A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Lamed Daled, Zvachim 34a, pagination is 67. We'll start at the Gemara about midway on the page, the middle of the line, Itmar Hamala Evare Behema Tmei Al Gabi Yamizbeach, a person who brings a non-kosher animal on the Mizbeach. Now, the word Tmei sometimes means that it became ritually impure, and we're talking about a kosher animal. In this case, the word behema tameya is using its other definition, that the animal is a non-kosher animal. Fundamentally, the type is an impure, that's tameya, it's non-kosher. So a person took, for example, a piece of horse and brought it on the mizbeach. Reish Lakish amar loke. Reish Lakish says there is malchus lashes for that violation. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein loke. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no lashes for that violation. Now, the starting point on what you're allowed to bring on the Mizbeach and what not is in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk there says, min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, u min ha-tzon, takrivu es korbanchem. You'll be able to bring karbanos from the cattle, from the sheep. It's a positive statement. It's a mitzvah saseh of how you will go about bringing a karban. And therefore we have a machlokes, at least the way the Gemara now understands it, between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish amar lokev, Rabbi Yochanan amar eino lokev. Reish Lakish says there are lashes, Rabbi Yochanan says they're not. The Gemara explains. Reish Lakish amar lokev. Reish Lakish says there are malchus tahora in tamei alo, a kosher animal you could bring on the Mizbeach, a tamei non-kosher animal you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, v'lav habobach lal asei lokin alov, and a prohibition that is derived from a positive command, you would get malchus on it. The underlying theme here is that it's not just about whether you're allowed or not allowed to do something, but how did the Torah express it? If it's understood, then it might not be a lav prohibition level to get lashes. But if it's said explicitly, don't go to the park, that's a very severe violation. Whereas if it just said, I want you to go to the supermarket now, and then it's understood, but not to the park is a violation, but it's a violation on the level of an assay, not on a worse level of a los assay. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar in Lokin Alav, Rabbi Yochanan says you're not going to get malchus for this because Lav Haba Machlala say in Lokin Alav, if you have a prohibition, don't do something, but it was only derived from the explicit statement of what you should be doing, that's not going to get malchus. And that would be the starting point. At this point, we understand that Reish Lakish would give malchus for a prohibition derived from a positive command, and Rabbi Yochanan, which is generally the way this topic is understood, says that you don't get malchus for such a violation. The Gemara continues with a question. Mosiv Rabbi Yirmiya asked, Osa tochelu, on the topic of what you're allowed to eat, what's considered a kosher animal for eating, it says, these you should eat. The description of the kosher animals, and these you should eat. It's derived from that, v'lo behema tameya, and not a non-kosher animal. V'lav haba mechlal asei asei, and if we stopped there, you would only have non-kosher as an asei, because the prohibition to eat non-kosher was derived from an asei. If it never would say explicitly, and don't eat non-kosher, it really would be limited to a positive command type of violation. Rashi explains that the Brisa continues and says that there is a prohibition explicitly stated, Achezel lo sochelu. These are the things that you should not eat. And it's listed as things you should not eat. But because it has to go ahead and say, and these are the things you should not eat, obviously, if it just said what you should eat, and I would understand the prohibitions from the positive, that type of prohibition would not be a full-fledged prohibition in order to get Malkus. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah explains that our basic understanding is that a lav that's derived from the positive only has the weight of a positive and not a negative, and that's a kash on Rish Lakish. Interestingly, when it came to eating kosher, as much as we said osa tochelu does not create a prohibition level violation, because it was stated in a positive way, these are the things you should eat. Nevertheless, there is a prohibition because the pasuk also said, "Achezel lo sochelu." These are the things you shouldn't eat. And that kind of pattern, that from one pasuk it would only be a positive, but from a different pasuk it becomes a negative, is actually the way the Rambam treats the original topic, which was bringing non-kosher on the Mizbeach. The Rambam in Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Hei, Halacha Vav, writes, Hamakter evare behema temeya gabe ha-mizbeach loke. If a person brings limbs of a non-kosher animal on the Mizbeach, he would get Malkus. And this is not because the Rambam is paskening like Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiyah had a kasha that you don't do Malkus for positive stated commandments. So where is the Rambam getting this Malkus from? So the Rambam himself asks the question, Va'af al pi, and even though, she'isir akura vasa mechlal aseh, that the prohibition to bring a non-kosher animal on the Mizbeach is derived from a positive statement, sharei ne'amar min ha-Torah achol u'min ha-Torah ha-krev, but because there's a comparison between what you're not allowed to eat and what you are allowed to eat, and what you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach and what you are allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, says the Rambam, Kishem Shalok al Achilas Hatameya, just like you get Malkus for eating the non-kosher animal, because there's also a prohibition like we described, Haba Mechlal Asei, even though it's derived originally from an assay, kemosha bi'arno b'mikom, or as we explained, kach lo kalakra vasa, similarly, there's going to be malchus when you bring a non-kosher animal on the Mizbeach. So that even though in the strict read, it seemed to be a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish saying loke, and even that we questioned, but the Rambam said, in practical halacha, there is other source material to bear on this topic and comparisons which would indicate that there should be Malkus for this violation. Just a historical note to complete our session, the Hanukkah revolt against the Syrian Greeks by the Maccabees was triggered in a significant way by the fact that the Syrian Greeks wanted them to bring non-kosher animals on the Mizbeach, and in a particular application, the Kohen offered to do so as a cover-up to start the revolt. In his region, offered to bring it, and then pulled out a weapon and killed the governor and set the revolt into motion, so that whether this is an assay or a los assay or with Malkus or not Malkus, but it definitely is a significant mitzvah in the Torah, which played itself out historically in a most significant way in the Hanukkah story. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.